they would put,
You mean Anheuser-Busch's horses?
Yoke oxen, too.
Oh, no. They ain't really no oxen here in my town. Used to be years and years ago, I guess. No, no oxen.
Well, two mules would be, you said that was a...
Well, it'd just be two mules.
Well, if a man wanted to pull his wagon, he'd have to have a, not one, but definitely have...
Well, it just depends what kind of rigging you have. Maybe if it was light, you might have something equipped that you didn't need but one. Well, if it's a lot of heavy stuff, well, you had to have two.
Now,
with sugar cane, you more or less always had two.
Okay. Now, when you broke ground,
you just broke ground, you plowed.
With a
pair of mules.
Yeah, but what kind of thing they break ground with in the spring? Do you remember? What
did
daddy
have? You know what a plow is, don't you?
Well, yes, ma'am, but do they have any different types of them?
No, not as far as I know, but just a plow.
Okay.
And then if they wanted to real pulverize, well, later on they had cultivators too. They'd come along and break everything up. Or how?
Yes, ma'am.
It just depends how big your farm is and what you were doing.
Now, how'd they get logs out of the woods?
Well, there was different ways of doing that.
Lumber.
They would skid them out if it was raining. They've done it that way.
Skid them out?
Yeah, just pull them on the ground.
Just tied a rope to them and drink.
There was some of that would go on, yeah. Or they would try to get them to a stream and float them out. There was different ways. And some of them were taken out on a bed of the wagon. Of course, the box part had to come off. And as far as I know, that's the way that was done.
They just fastened the wagon and
would just give up, like you've seen in moon pictures. And there were streams. They've had logs fell across that bayou out there when I was a child. And there used to be a little floating bridge across that bayou. I told you we lived on the other side of my grandparents. They're here. And I used to walk across on that little bridge and I done nearly fell in there more times. But I never did really fall in.
But
I came near it. It would be slippery as heck. You know, in the water all the time, it'd form a kind of a scum on it. It was easy to slip.
You mean the bridge was right over the water?
Well, sure. Right on the water. It was a floating bridge.
Oh.
That's what I said. It was a floating bridge. Then the next thing was this SP had a bridge there, and I had to get there every morning when that train would pass.
SP, Texas Pacific?
Southern Pacific.
Southern Pacific.
It ran from Lafayette to Anchorage, and it would cross on the boat over there.
Anchorage.
That's right.
Anchorage.
Louisiana.
You got me there.
20 miles from here.
Oh, is that up on the river?
On the river.
Above Baton Rouge?
Yeah. And the boat would be there and the train would get on the boat and get across the river.
Was there a place where boats would stop here and freight was unloaded?
Yeah, we had a store down in Grove State. That was about a mile from here. Just below I-10 was one of their loading and unloading places.